Apologies to Catherine and other audiophiles. I'm recording this blog post on my digital recorder, my dictaphone, rather than the microphone in the cupboard, because I'm heading out in about half an hour, and I think it's kind of important to the challenge that I get both the podcast and the blog version out on a daily basis. I don't think it's just enough to release the blog and then the next day release two podcasts. That's not how the challenge works. So it's a toss-up between having the high-quality microphone and no podcast on the spurt on a certain day, or having a slightly worse quality and a little bit more echo, and getting the podcast out on a daily basis. Although, quite frankly, if I hadn't had the toss-up, then I'd have had a lot more time. Okay, David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 15, Killer Kettles and Fatal Fax Machines. I am now into my third week, a 26th of the way through this project. The doubters are starting to quake in their boots. These are figurative boots, incidentally, just in case you are a doubter who happens to be wearing boots and are now a little bit freaked out that I've somehow got some information on you. Nice dress, by the way. Unusual choice, given the boots, but you managed to pull it off. My real-life kettle nightmare, as discussed in yesterday's dollop, seems to have brought about a literal nightmare, and one which was far more dramatic and dark. My dream began with a man sitting in a futuristic-style house where all the domestic appliances were controlled by computer, phone, or tablet. He was sitting at the kitchen table waiting for the kettle to boil when his TV switched itself on. The man was confused, as he hadn't given the instruction for that to happen. Then the words, "You're going to die," flashed up on the screen. The words were also proclaimed over the speakers. At this point, the kettle began to levitate and fly towards the man. Quickly, the man leapt up from the table and began to run, while the kettle pursued him. Now and again, the kettle would get close enough to him to tip some of its boiling water onto him, but not close enough for the whole contents to scald him. He fled in the direction of the nearest door, but it wouldn't open. He frantically, repeatedly pressed the button on his phone that usually opened the door, but the words, "You're going to die," just kept flashing up at him. The kettle had now gained on him and began to tip boiling water over his head. He shrieked in pain and ran in the opposite direction. The kettle did not follow. It had run out of water and needed to be filled back up. Sadly for our friend from the future, kettle technology had moved on in leaps and bounds from today, and so the kettle was able to fill itself back up from the tap. He made it to the door at the opposite side of the room, leading to his office. He heard the kettle begin boiling again. It would be only a matter of seconds before the assault recommenced. Desperately, he tried to open the door, but the app was having none of it. "You're going to die, you're going to die," kept flashing up on the screen every time he pressed the open door icon on his phone. Then he had an idea. It was a crazy idea, but it might just work. He remembered that there was a manual way of opening doors that didn't rely on electricity or the use of a phone. He racked his brain, trying desperately to remember how to do it. He recalled seeing his granddad doing it once, but that was years ago. It was during a fancy dress party when they all pretended to be from the 21st century and did funny things like eat real food that wasn't in pill form and watch 2D videos. His granddad, always a bit of a joker, decided to open the door the old-fashioned way. And how everyone laughed. How did people live back then? Then the memory came to him. That's right. All you needed to do was push the door handle down and then pull the handle towards him, and the door should, in theory, open. Could this crazy system really work? He had no choice but to try, and quickly, as the kettle was getting up to full boil again. He pressed down on the handle. It was stiff, but it capitulated under the force of his hand. Then, with mounting trepidation, he pulled the door towards him, and it opened. He stepped into his office. He assumed that shutting the door must also work in the same way as opening it. He gave it a go, and it worked. But there was no time to bask in his glory, for the kettle had clearly boiled and was now coming for him again. He couldn't override the electricity. He wasn't at that part of the house, and there was no point trying to reach it because he'd be assaulted by the kettle again, and there was no point trying to use the app because he'd be thwarted by the "you're going to die" message. He'd have to keep going through the house, door by door, opening and closing it manually, hoping that he could eventually reach the front door and escape the demented domestic assaults. The drama continued in this manner for quite a while, with other appliances joining in. At one point, there was a noise from the printer which started spitting bits of paper out. There was so much paper that it began to get hemmed into the corner of the room where he was hiding from the rogue kettle. The pieces of paper all said, "You're going to die." He began to go crazy and started shouting, "Fax machine, please! Don't do this! Fax machine, turn off! Turn off!" I think my brain started losing the plot here a little bit, because I very much doubt that the fax machine would have really made a triumphant return in this futuristic age. But perhaps I am wrong. Maybe the fax machine is the one single piece of technology that our distant future descendants hold in high regard, much higher than in fact we did. Perhaps this is a warning in dream form, a vision of the future. Maybe the app kettle is just the start of a very slippery slope, and at the bottom of that slope waits billions of evil domestic appliances who have conquered the world and have set their former human owners to work for them as slaves. Or maybe it was just a dream.